Hello, 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 and welcome to the podcast Authentic Birth. My name is Mags, and with my partner, we are known as the Quantic Family. Because once we finish recording the episode, the conversation always continues with my guests, and that often they share with me more intense, joyful, and authentic conversations. These episodes are short and sweet, but still very truthful and connected. I am delighted to share them with you, to provide you some more interesting content and feed you, your thoughts, and your unique journey towards maternity. I hope that you will enjoy to listen to them as much as I had fun recording them. Each birth is unique. Make yours truly authentic. With my heart, Mags.
And that's it.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I feel like, yeah, I don't get to speak so freely. I don't get to speak so freely. You know, when you interview, it's about them, you know, it's not about you. And so it's very, I'm going to go back and listen to this one several times because I feel like I was able to go places that, I mean, I've been interviewed with our classmates. I've been this is the fourth one. Okay. And they are so different every time, you know, and this was by far, I would say, reflective of why I do what I do. Definitely. Because it feels from a very deep place, like that I could probably talk for another like 12 hours about this.
I know.
And it's like, yeah, I really appreciate you for allowing me to do that. Cause I don't think I have had that. I don't want to say freedom. It's not the freedom. It's the lens. I believe it's the lens. I believe it's your audience and how you're cultivating, you know, what message you want to create. So I honor and appreciate you for that because I believe that you have a very, I think I can't wait to listen more to other episodes in your podcast because I know you do that probably for everybody, which is wonderful. Okay.
It's for me, people want to hear authenticity.
Yeah.
If I manage to hold your space, and you said it so many times, it's about holding the space for others.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe it's holding space for others. How do I say this? I did a retreat once here in San Diego where, have you heard of Thich Nhat Hanh? He's the Vietnamese Zen.
Yes. He's got a place in France. I think he stays there.
Plum Village Monastery.
Plum Village. That's it.
He has another one here. It's called Deer Park Monastery. And he had a speaker one time who's a medical doctor, but she teaches all about Zen Buddhist meditation. And she said that meditation is not meant to help you go back to your life and just do it a little better, right? Meditation is meant to help you transform the essence of who you are. And I believe that to be the case for everything in life that has the potential for healing, right? So a lot of times the conventional birthing perspective is, let's just get the baby out. Right? Let's just get the baby out. The mom and baby safe? Okay. It's like, the context and the depth and the connection and the possibility of what birth can be is so crushed by that process that I think at any moment's notice, you can, in any part of that spectrum of birth, you can create a mindset shift and create more action items and more things that you can do that align transformation. And I would say that every single one that you add in that is completely focused on that transformation of birth or transformation of the mother or transformation of the family it may not be right in that moment, but those seeds are planted where when they actually germinate, you just don't know when it's going to happen. And I believe that that's something that I've sat with for so long, and that, like you're saying, when you hold a space for somebody, hold a space for them to actually flourish in a way that they don't even know is inside of them. And when you have that possibility and you create it, sometimes it doesn't do that, you know? And I would say that's okay, because sometimes things aren't ready for that. But what I would say is every time on it, and this is literally a mantra in my mind on a day-to-day basis, this is where I believe passion comes from, is passion comes from the possibility of some sort of transformative process of happening at a day-to-day, moments-to-moments notice in your world. And if I could assert to your listeners also, oh shoot, we're not even recording, I mean, we are recording, that is the essence of it, right? The essence of birth is that it could be this intangibly tangible, transformative, beautiful, yummy, delicious experience for all parties if you create that space for it, if you hold that space for it. And if it doesn't, it may not be in that moment, but it could be when at a moment's notice, sometime your child does one thing and you're like, boom, you get caught all the way back into that moment that they were born. And you're like, that's why we did that. That's why that was there. But I would say it's always in that moment too. We just often don't see it. And so anyways.
I've got goosebumps everywhere.
I guess that's why you keep it recording.
Thank you, because that is going live. Oh my God, that was beautiful.
I'm gonna do that from now on. Thank you for helping me podcast better, because I was like, I always start and stop at a very specific time, and then we end up talking about other things, and I always think I wish I was recording that. And so I appreciate you for letting me express.
Thank you. It's an honor to have been here for you and listening. You know, your message is so important. It's so beautiful. This process, this transformation process you've taken for your family.
Yeah.
And by parents and other women listening to you, you're going to go, I want that too.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The episode is now finished. I really hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is here for you. Please contact me to give feedback, suggestions, and themes that you would like that we discuss. You can find out all the information from my guests and my contacts in the text underneath the episode. I believe that it is together that we go further. So please help me to connect with a maximum of pregnant couples to support them in their enlightened choices. Go on Apple Podcasts, find the podcast Authentic Birth, scroll down to the bottom of the page and find the section Ratings and Reviews. Click on the number of stars that you would like to give to support the podcast. 5 is the best to diffuse the message further. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. And in the meantime, look after yourself. Each birth is unique. May yours be truly authentic.